This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The beginning of February 2020 as a true roller coaster in American history that saw populism victorious over anti-American forces that were crushed under the weight of Providence, real popular opinion, and the hubris of their own statements.
We must remove this president to protect our country.
For the rest of his life, people are also going to remember he was impeached by the House of Representatives.
He was, and as Nancy Pelosi kept saying, because she understood, once the House was done, what the outcome was going to be in the Senate forever, forever, forever.
The impeachment only revealed the severity of the true threat that Democrats have become to the foundation of our republic.
The Constitution requires that the House conduct the investigation, including calling witnesses, taking depositions, collecting evidence, and the Senate is charged to rule based on the evidence the House provides. This was designed this way for a very specific reason, very practical reason. In the House, committees can investigate these charges while the rest of the House continues to do their legislative work. Unfortunately, in the Senate, when articles of impeachment are brought and sent to the Senate, by constitutional law, must stop what it's doing, must open an impeachment hearing. While a formal impeachment hearing, the Senate cannot do anything else by law. It goes into legislative shutdown by law. In this case, if we were to call additional witnesses, then we would be setting a dangerous precedent for every future case.
Democrats like Senator Coons of Delaware continue to spew statements like this.
A legendary senator from West Virginia, Robert Byrd, rose and said, "I think my country sinks beneath the yoke. It weeps, it bleeds, and each new day a gash is added to her wounds."
Don't the Democrats know that the rest of us are completely aware that they began as a pro-slavery party, created the Ku Klux Klan, saw to it that Margaret Sanger's extermination plan was carried out, and even in February of 2020 continue to immortalize bigots within their own party, as Coons did with exalted Cyclops Robert Byrd?
With regards to Hunter Biden, taking excessive advantage of his father's name is unsavory, but also not a crime. Given that in neither the case of the father nor the son was any evidence presented by the president's counsel that a crime had been committed, the president's insistence that they be investigated by the Ukrainians is hard to explain other than as a political pursuit.
While Mitt Romney, a turncoat who claimed his religion guided his decision to convict the president, apparently doesn't realize we all know it's because Mitt Romney's top advisor, Joseph Kofor Black, sat on the same corrupt board at the Ukrainian energy company Burisma at the same time Hunter Biden was raking in millions for political influence.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so.
But of course, the madness was hardly over. President Trump delivered a historic State of the Union, while the Democrats, like spoiled children, refused to stand for anything that didn't adhere to their hatred of true American values.
Members of Congress, we must never forget that the only victories that matter in Washington are victories that deliver for the American people. Must always remember that our job is to put America first.
And now the Democrats are falling apart.
This is not going particularly well so far. And why is Tom Perez still the chairman of the Democratic National Committee? I have no idea. This party needs to wake up and make sure that we talk about things that are relevant to people. We need to go back to 2018, where we had good, diverse, strong candidates that had real connections to the community and talked about real things. We don't need to become the British Labour Party. That's a bad thing.
And as they face the backlash of the hell they brought upon the executive office and the American people, all anyone can say is that it's long overdue. John Bound reporting.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us, my friends, on this Monday, February 10th, 2020, live transmission. I'll be here live for the next 4 hours, Lord willing, and I intend to open the phones up, and I intend to take a lot of your phone calls, and I intend to have some very informative guests on with us as well. The coronavirus has broken containment. It's spread all over the modern populated world. It's even showing up on Swiss Alp ski resort mountaintops. And it's the response to it by governments that's got everyone so concerned. Then you look at the provenance of it, and it's clearly man-made. That gets you more concerned. The official number is over 900 dead confirmed cases, exceeding 40,000. But we know they're covering up the real numbers of dead. China to quarantine city of Shenzhen. And, of course, the big news that has now been announced. China is now locking down their capital city of Beijing. We're going to be looking at all of that today. This is a big deal. Immediately after Beijing quarantine, now Shanghai lockdown in response to shocking spread of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. So we're going to be laying it all out here today. Quarantine centers set up at U.S. military bases, DOD reports. Of course, we first laid all this out. This was going on a few weeks ago. The Pentagon had already set it up. That was exclusively here at InfoWars, and now there it is in the Miami Herald yesterday. Meanwhile, the U.S. has charged 4 Chinese military members in Equifax breach. More and more Chinese spies are being charged in that ongoing struggle with Communist China. Mike Pompeo has come out to speech to the governors Association, pointing out that bipartisanly they are being targeted as well. We're going to be getting to that report. And we're going to talk about how serious could this virus really be? How big could it get? Because the response to it is the largest, most sustained response we've ever seen to a viral outbreak. So is it all a global government hysteria drill, or is it something far worse? That is just some of what we're going to be laying out in those areas today. Also, Attorney General Barr takes on human trafficking in the child welfare system. That's one of the biggest places that it goes on. I'm not saying everybody involved in child welfare is bad. I'm not saying every social worker is bad. In fact, most of them are pretty good. But statistically, a lot of child trafficking gets covered up by the groups and organizations involved in it, like DynCorp, that's been caught kidnapping children for sex slavery. This has been in congressional hearings, reports confirmed, all over the world, and caught running many CPS operations in the United States. And the Attorney General has come out and spoken out about that. That is a big deal and a big plus for the Attorney General, because they do not want that being discussed in the establishment. So this has happened over and over and over again. I also want to hit this when we come back in the second segment, as the first story I want to burrow into in great detail. Charles Murray says we're living in post-America. He says move to a small town to survive the collapse. And yes, if we don't turn America around and rout the leftist poison ideology that is designed to collapse society, then the producers, whether you be white, black, Hispanic, old, young, but people that want to live like normal humans and want to live in what America was, if you don't want to live in the globalist paradigm that's actually taking us backwards, we're going to have to move to geographic areas and then pass laws and have culture and systems that do not tolerate the left, because they don't tolerate us. They come in and take over and then end fair elections. You can pull up all the videos of the illegal aliens lined up in New York and other places to be given their driver's license and being told to vote. They're not the enemy, but they're being used as a political weapon. We either defeat the left and absolutely repudiate them like we did communism, because that's what it is under another name, or we die of it. Because the left engages in election fraud and is bringing in a permanent underclass that they control, who will then be used as a political weapon, just as the left's doing in Europe, the exact same thing. And you go to any university or turn on any newscast, it is the most anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-Western propaganda ever being put out, because that's the globalist model they believe will win. Big, ruthless, cold-blooded corporations that back communist China and its homogeneous activities and its enslavement and 2 million Muslims in death camps. But then in America, we can't even have a border or a wall, or say we're not going to let Chinese fly in to the United States during this coronavirus outbreak. The UN says that's bad, but praises China mowing people down with machine guns. But because they're Asian, they cannot commit a crime. Only Caucasians are capable of any form of moral violations. And that's not a sarcastic statement. That's what the left has established and set up, and that's what they teach. And it's mainly white globalist academics that are teaching it. But they are finding groups of non-whites who are now adopting the most racist inversion of common sense and what people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. taught. It's just absolutely a betrayal of decency. And the betrayal of America's strength that we wanted to be open and unify people under an American ideal, and because we wanted to see people by the character of their deeds, not their color of their skin, the left has now used that against us and is engaged in classical race baiting and divide and conquer, and are just an absolutely outrageously criminal group of people. But here's the good news. They're losing power all over the world. People are waking up and rejecting them because it's so obvious what they're doing. And their corporate-controlled media, no matter how much censorship or control they try to bring against competition, is continuing to nosedive in viewership, and they are beyond irrelevant now. And so we are about to witness some very interesting times ahead. But those that have bought into the ideology of the left, they are more enraged than ever because they were promised that they would be the power structure, that they would rule, that they were going to inherit the new America and be our jail guards overseeing us in the FEMA camps that Bernie Sanders employees lust after. But of course, it never ends up that way, does it?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The services does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Charles Murray is a respected individual. In fact, I've read his work for years, watched it on the show, but I'm not taking away from what he said, but it's like saying that the sky's blue at high noon. Charles Murray, we're living in post-America, moved to a small town to survive the collapse. Well, it's not just that. If you want to be happier, if you want to be healthier, if you want to live longer and have more friends, move to a small town and then get involved in micro agriculture. Doesn't even need to be for sale, but every study shows that farmers are more happy, they're more healthy. And the system is trying to make that obsolete and make it as hard as they can for you to not be able to be any level of self-sufficient. But the truth is that on 5 acres of decent soil, you can grow enough food for 100 people. And so if you don't even know what you're doing, you can become self-sufficient in just a few years. But anybody can try to move out to the country, get a piece of land, and get a local job and live at a subsistence level and be happier than a pig and you know what. We are designed to do it. And these modern cities and these modern systems are killing us. And you look at how under Obama and the federal government did everything they could to try to keep people from being able to even live in rural areas. Obama launched an initiative before he left saying that the rural areas are too white and too rural and that we need to modernize them by putting in federally funded little 10-story buildings in the middle of each small town to then bring in the globalists, bring in the socialists, ship in some refugees, destabilize the town, cause some crime, have some infighting, hit a bunch of people on welfare, and then bring in some homeless and some fentanyl. So your teenager can overdose. You see, when you look at what the globalists are doing, it's to bring down civilization, it's to sabotage society, and it's in the WikiLeaks that that's what they're doing. The globalists can't rule over self-sufficient people. And the truth is, if you go out to rural areas anywhere, there are diverse groups of people living together in peace, in justice, and they know damn well what's going on, and they don't want any part of the big city. And if you ever move out of the country, you won't want to move back to the city, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I haven't been to our family farm and ranch. I've been in the fight so hard in 3 years. We've got a big farm, big ranch, East Texas. Beautiful, huge oak trees, cows, whole nine yards. My dad goes out there all the time. I'm just in the war. I just don't go there. Because if I went there, I might not come back. It looks like the Hobbit Shire or something. I mean, some of the oak trees on our property are as big as the ones you'll see growing on the Colorado River in downtown Austin. You'll think that, again, Frodo Baggins is about to pop out from under one. And that's all over the United States and all over the world. And the establishment is all leaving the big cities for many years, but they're building armored fortresses always on the backside of the hill where you don't see them, and helicopter pads that are concealed, and redoubts. Why are they doing that? Because they have built a system that is designed to collapse. And I try to explain this to Bernie Sanders supporters. I try to explain to them, you know, almost every major billionaire is a globalist or a leftist, because almost all of them made their money in the system that's fiat, and they devalued the currency already 99.8% from what it was 107 years ago with the Federal Reserve Act. And so when you hear about Michael Bloomberg worth $76 billion, if Bloomberg tried to spend his $78 billion, the stock in his company would crash overnight. If Jeff Bezos tried to spend the $160-something million he's got, Amazon would crash. It's not real. They could never spend that money. They could never buy anything with it. Yeah, they've got 500-foot yachts and, you know, jet aircrafts and all this, but that's a tiny fraction of the wealth because it isn't real. When you hear that, 1% have half the wealth, because it's all laundered, devalued garbage. You could go to Zimbabwe 10 years ago and they had, you know, $50 billion notes. You couldn't buy a steak with a $50 billion note. You couldn't buy a suit with a wheelbarrow of them. In fact, you couldn't buy a suit anywhere in the country because it's a collapsed nation. Now, was the dictator of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, was he the richest man in the world? Because he had hundreds of trillions of dollars in his bank account. No, he wasn't. The only place that had any electricity was his palace. So I'm going to explain this again to folks. The United States has been robbed and devalued. People then say, well, then why the hell is Trump continuing the devaluation? I've used this analogy 1,000 times. I'll do it again. If you give a dog too many steroids, like a Labrador, when it's old, it'll make it have a heart attack down the road. But if you don't give it the steroids, it'll never be able to get up. It's in so much pain that you got to put it down. So you keep a dog alive 3, 4, 5 years on steroids, and then one day they're finally going to have a giant heart attack. And my dog did. But I kept him alive. And that's the predicament Trump's in. He hopes he can grow us out of this with innovations and the secret technologies and things that they've suppressed they call disruptive. And he's trying to get to the point of being able to release those, and he's doing it with drugs and a bunch of things, and he's let us become the number one exporter in the world in just a few years of natural gas and fossil fuels, and that's a good thing as well. But Trump didn't build this mess. And for all the fiscal conservatives, I'm all about that. And I don't want to make people dependent. And I don't like where we're at. But you know what? We're there. And we need to have a larger discussion about how sick this country is and how sick the West is. Not to put ourselves down, but to admit that we have to stop tolerating corruption and evil and the leftist agenda that has sinking ship written all over it. And we have to decide and really have a larger discussion over the next few months with the listeners, because I'm making decisions. Should I do everything I do as if we're going to win and turn humanity around? Or should I make the whole broadcast about digging in, giving up on everybody else, and just trying to protect ourselves? Because I got to tell you, in the end, they're just going to dig us out of our holes. I really think I just said the answer there. We can't give up. But for a lot of us, for our children, we can run.
We've got 3 big sales going right now. And one of them has to end within a week. And that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and NFMC M4, and then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you to think about something. When you turn on the news, you watch a movie, or you see one of these drug ads, or any of it, if you pull back and think about it, you know the message they're giving you is destructive and designed to hurt you. What type of a system would want that? Individuals hell-bent on sabotaging human development. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's who they are. And once you understand that, you're not a victim who's just taking it because you don't know what's going on. Now you're aware of the war. And now, when you work hard and take your children to school, and when you save extra money, and when you pray to God, and when you're successful, it's in despite of what they're doing, and you are literally a light in the dark of the night resisting them and are a leader. Just being aware of the enemy is half the battle. And then taking action is the rest of it, because God will carry you the rest of the way. That's how it metaphysically works. And I'm stating basic truths. Everybody knows this is the reality. But you think about those caught up in this evil. They believe if they just serve it, that they're going to be advanced. And that's why they're freaking out, because they've bet on the system. They've gone along with the system. And while America and the West and others were asleep for the last 50, 60 years, mesmerized by the television, put into a medical trance, literally, people that were part of the structure and in on the globalist program, and there's a lot of them, they thought, man, we are the rulers. This is amazing. No, you were the traitors against God. You were the garbage. And your time is coming to an end. Oh, you'll get your big world government and get your big world leader to worship for about a year or so. But as your world system completes itself, it will be collapsing. You're going to force it. Don't you worry. You'll get your 15 minutes of fame before your eternity of pain. You'll get to put your boot on our necks and heads and kick us around a little and feel big with your big daddy devil backing you up. But it's only there to test us, the faithful, you see. You're not going to matter in eternity. You don't count. You decided to sell out to death. You decided to give in to evil. You failed the test. And that's why if you physically look at a globalist, they all look like they've had their souls sucked out, because they have. They all look fantastically ridiculous, because they are. And if you have discernment, you go, what's wrong with these people? Why would they serve something like this? And it's because they never knew what hit them. Hitler invades Eastern Europe. Hungary, Romania, places like that. You got George Soros over there, and he's 14 years old. And they say, we need a bloodhound. We need a young Jew that will go into these tenement areas and find where the hidden Jews are and get their property for us. And so for Soros, he goes on 60 Minutes and says he's proud of it. That's how you hide it in plain view, you see. But see, it didn't go over the way he thought, so now he tries to get that video banned everywhere. But Soros never knew what hit him, did he? So let's put that picture of him now. He looks like a fly, an old fly that a spider sucked the juice out of. Just like that photo they showed of John D. Rockefeller, the founder of the Rockefeller family. You think serving evil is good? Yeah, put John D. Rockefeller back up there, guys. There you go. Think that old boy is feeling real good before he died? Think he's feeling Jesus? You think he's feeling scared? Because he's doing everything it told him to. And just like Faust at the end, he knows, oh boy, I screwed up bad. There's nobody more scared than these devil worshipers. That's why they're always trying to scare us. And see, they're the slaves. They're the fly that got caught in the spider's web. They're not the spider. But the spider's not much more spectacular than them. Revelation, when Satan is imprisoned, for 1,000 years they'll come and look at him and say, that conquered us? Because you've got that spiritual body, you'll be able to see how big your soul is. You'll be able to see how powerful you are next to God, nothing. And then you'll look at Satan and say, that tricked us? That almost won? But only because we were not conscious of it. So I'm going to get into the latest on the virus, and I'm going to get into everything that's happening in society, but I think that I have the answer. I think you'll agree with me. If you have children, you have a duty to go to rural Christian areas and to raise them outside of the big cities and the suburbs. It's not running to go to those places, but you have to be politically involved and fight for the rest of the nation and against the globalists while you're there. But you need to run with your children to the most conservative Christian nationalist patriot area you can. And then you need to work overtime to try to save the republic itself, because if that fails, the globalists will totally open the borders, bring in hordes of dumbed down populations, turn them against you, and then march them out against you politically to totally enslave you there. And then all you would have done is put it off. But at least your children would not have been taught by convicted pedophiles how to give blowjobs at age 5. And so it's not just a right, it's a duty. And as soon as I can, I am moving out of Austin. You know, my mom's from here, my family's from here. But it is, I would never move my children to San Francisco. And it's San Francisco in a lot of areas now, and it's getting worse. And as California collapses, and our offices are here. There's no way I can move these offices. But I certainly can move my children to a safer distance away from Sodom and Gomorrah. And then in the future, telecommute in a lot of the time, because we have to put our money where our mouths are. And it really is time to evacuate every major blue city crap hole. And some will argue, well, you're just ceding them the victory. No, they need us. And you've got to get religious about not spending your money with the establishment or with any leftist institutions. You have to take the blood supply, the oxygen supply away from them. And I'm talking to myself when I say this. And you have to totally, as much as you can, cut yourself off from the system and only invest in that is promoting freedom and justice. Because they're trying to shut everybody down that doesn't serve them. They're trying to take the NRA's banking away. They're trying to take our banking away. They want to force us into their world government system with their Chinese social score. And so we have to more and more become self-sufficient to say no to that, because we know it's not coming. It's here. Mark of the Beast, world government, it's all happening. So I'll finish up with these clips that I mentioned about is America over? Post-America, is it here? And then we'll get into your phone calls in the next hour. And then Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is going to be on air with us live in the third.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cities, including Beijing, their capital city. U.S. military setting up quarantine centers across the United States. U.S. military bases, AP, Reuters, and Miami Herald are all reporting more communist Chinese cities are now being announced to be under total lockdown and quarantine, like Shanghai. Clearly, the virus is spreading quickly. It is deadly. But China's also not letting a good crisis go to waste. They're using it as a political crackdown. That's confirmed, targeting Christians, Buddhists, and others. And they're also now eyeing Hong Kong, and that certainly shut down democracy demonstrations and free speech demonstrations and anti-police state demonstrations there. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers on any subject you want to discuss, but obviously most of you are going to want to talk, I would imagine, about coronavirus and what you really think is going on behind it. We can also discuss, is America done? Sure, we can put off the total collapse for a while, but the societal rot's so massive. Are we in a post-America? Do we just move to a small town and hope it all passes over us? Well, quality of life's better in a small town if you can take care of yourself and your family in one. People are certainly nicer. The 5G globalist scourge isn't there. The homeless and the gangs aren't there. But how do you then keep the borders from being totally collapsed by the UN? Because the globalists know if they get rid of the republic, if they get rid of the idea of a wealthy middle class, if they get rid of the idea of America, the whole world's going to fall to complete tyranny. And that's their admitted plan. And the average leftist says they hate America. Their ethos, their operating system, who they are, their identity is hating their own country. Even though most millennials don't even have a passport and can't find their ass with both hands. Living in post-America, move to small town, survive. Infowars.com, conservative scholar Charles Murray gave a delightfully black-pilled interview recently where he talked about America's decline and why ordinary folks should consider moving to small-town America, which is much more easily open now than it has ever been before, and in many cases still just as Alexis de Tocqueville described in the 1830s. Do what I did, which is live in traditional America, and that's open, and that's much more easily open now than it ever was before. Murray said, LifeSite's Jonathan Van Maren, last month, I write books calling on hundreds of technical sources. No problem sitting out there in a small town in Maryland. He continued. Yeah, but he's not an expert on how to move to a small town, and I'll tell you who is Bill Skousen, who I've invited to fly here. And it's time to call Savannah, you're producing today, and say, first class, he's got his own private jet, he flies around, he's a pilot himself. Come here, do his presentation. He's a leading expert on strategic relocation and where you should move and what you should do. We sell the big book. I made the film with him. They're exclusively available, the film, as well as the book, at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it from his site as well, but the film's at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. But both are excellent. I didn't mean to go off into a plug for strategic relocation, but it's incredible the research he's done on the safest, best, most sustainable places in the United States to move. Let's go ahead and play a clip from that podcast with Charles Murray we were just talking about.
What would collapse look like in your view?
Collapse?
Yes.
Well, if you're talking about the American experiment,
yes,
it already has. In practice, there are still large swaths of the country which are living a very traditional American life. I'm in one of them. I'm in a small town in Maryland. Last week, our post office and a house burned down, a house with four apartments. And I won't go through all the things that the community immediately did, but they were all the classic things of taking care of neighbors, of making things right. And I don't live in an atypical small town. Small towns all over the country are like that. Okay. But as far as any constitutional limits on the authority of the government, the idea of the federal government as the founders saw, that's dead as a doornail. I don't care how many Supreme Court justices we get, like Gorsuch and so forth. There are certain things where you can't roll back the clock, because to do so would require declaring that about 97% of what the federal government does is unconstitutional, and that ain't going to happen. So I think that America is showing what post-America looks like, where you have people who call themselves conservatives who believe things that would horrify the founders, where all sorts of ideals. Basically, we're going to be a rich, powerful country, and you'll still have Americans saying USA, USA at sports events and so forth, but the sense of the American way of life, which was something that was in common use, a phrase that was in common use until 50 years ago, will be meaningless, or already is meaningless.
Except I knew that we could get a president elected, and I knew we could take the Republican Party over, and I knew we could see nationalists and populists get elected all over the place. In just the last 5 years, we've seen Brexit fought through and won. We've seen Trump elected. We've seen the globalists in deep trouble. The Chi-Com's now on their knees from being the age of the dragon, and we're all done. But if the listeners, the vanguard of the resistance, if you run for office, if you get aggressive, if you go get in people's faces, if you go tell the pedophile rings they're not going to have drag queen story time at your schools, they're getting canceled, by the way, all the world. If you tell colleges and academics, I'm not going to support you if you don't stop this brainwashing. If you start using your political and spiritual and financial and cultural muscle, there's nothing you can't do. But yeah, if everybody just wants to hide out in their small town and watch everything fall apart and not engage in leadership, you're damn right the American dream's completely over. But I want to explain something. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. And America was never perfect. It's always had problems. And Hollywood is collapsing. And its societal rot has gone too far. And people are peeking out. They're done with it. So if we just create art and culture and literature that's wholesome and good, and if we stand up and promote freedom, people are going to come to us. That's why big tech wants to censor everybody now. That's why they want to block all voices, because they can't compete with the truth we're putting out. And they're there to bite us like a cobra and poison us so they can dominate us and control us. Because a good, upwardly mobile, connected to God group of people won't go along with the plan they're selling, because the plan they're selling sucks. I think we can beat a plan that stinks, that nobody really wants. They may get a bunch of people with two or three college degrees that bought into it and are totally unhappy and want to force us to go along with it because they've been promised positions in it. They may get a bunch of those losers to be mad at us, and they'll all give them TV shows and put them up there and force feed them to us, but nobody's buying what they're saying. The coolest thing out there for a decade running is hating Hollywood. And now it's gone from being cool to a religion. This author, we just played a clip of, talks about Alexander de Tocqueville and the American system and the little towns and the rural farmers and the yeoman farmers that Thomas Jefferson talked about. But did he miss the main part? That the American spirit was about pissing on someone just given power because of who their family was, or someone being arrogant, or someone dressed up all fancy, festooned with a bunch of stuff, trying to impress people. Americans rejected that. They wanted real and rugged and strong and truthful and somebody that was committed to doing what they said they'd do, because that's the type of people you want to build a world with. It's the type of woman you want. It's the type of man you want. It's the type of children you want. It's the type of town you want. It's the type of people you want. And everybody knows, everybody wanted to get here, not because we had Hollywood and drag queen story time and all of the freaked out fashion shows and, you know, bananas taped to the wall, $100,000 joke art shows to invert reality, but because it was a place where you had a chance to be yourself and be rugged and pull it all on the table and roll the dice. I'll take the real Wild Wild West that's America over their whole globalist nanny state BS system any day, and I'll bet on you every time, because I know you've got what it takes and you really want reality. And we've tested it. We've already won fantastically. And our greatest days are ahead, but there are massive challenges.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.